It's time for Sweet Home Cannabama, a show that'll answer all your questions, provide accurate information, and dispel the myths of CBD. You can participate and have your specific questions answered by emailing sweethomecannabama.com. And now for all things cannabis in Alabama, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome to the show, everybody. I'm your host, Jennifer Boozer. I'm the owner and founder of Cannabama, the CBD store here in downtown Mobile. We're located at 558 St. Francis Street. A block up from Wenzel's and next door to the Delta Bike Project. Our phone number is 251-255-5155. And our website is www.cannabama.com. That's C-A-N-N-A-B-A-M-A. Call us, write us, Google us, whatever you got to do to get there, but get there. We're open 7 days a week, Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Friday and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday from noon to 5. And then you can shop online 24/7. And you can call us and leave us messages, and we will return them during business hours. So if you need anything, you need some advice, have some questions, want to check on your favorite products, give us a holler, 251-255-5155 or cannabama.com. And we'll get you fixed up. We got a new staff member that is almost done with his training. So not only will you see Isaiah and Angelie and, of course, Marty the dog, but Tyler is our new employee behind the sales counter. So when you come in, you know, be nice to him. He's learning. But we've almost got him ready to be by himself. So that's exciting. He started working with us over Mardi Gras. Anyway, so tonight we're going to be talking to a married couple that are the co-founders of Galactic 8, Delta 8 product line here, right here in Mobile. I've met them a while back when they were with a different company, and now they've gone on their own. They've started a new product line. We've been selling their products. Can't keep them on the shelves. I just had to buy a big old box of new stuff just before we got here because we were totally out of gummies, right? And almost out of some of the disposables and the cartridges. So we had to re-up on the Galactic 8 products, but people are really loving those. So I want to introduce you guys. This is Aaron and Melissa Campus.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, so we've had a good time already. We were shooting some video to promote 420, and we got to eat lunch together and like huddled over the coffee table in the store. Chick-fil-A, it was like a ginormous bag of Chick-fil-A. But anyway, I always want to start by asking you guys kind of your backstory. What did you do before, and like how you got into the industry, because we always love to know kind of everybody has a why and a huge thing that sort of herded them into this space. So why don't you tell us a little bit about how Galactic 8 came to be?
Well, I've always been interested in the plant myself. There's a little bit of family history for it for me personally. My grandmother was one of the Carter patients from the 70s.
Wow.
So she used to get cannabis pre-rolls, basically, in a big cookie tin delivered to her by the sheriff every month.
Right, she had multiple provided sclerosis. By the government.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's so cool. I've never met anybody that actually knows somebody that got to do that.
And here in Alabama, no less.
That's another thing.
In Mobile County.
Yeah, so, wow.
And so it's something that I've always been aware of and have been super interested in and have been a personal fan of myself, but about 2 years ago, I started working for a cannabis extraction lab that was here in Mobile.
Mm-hmm.
We produced CBD from hemp.
Right.
And I got to learn a lot about the business. I got to learn a lot about the chemistry background of it, all of that sort of things. I'm not a chemist. I would like to think that my high school chemistry teacher would be rather proud of where I ended up, because I was not a star chemistry student at all.
Mine too. However, mine was a member of Mensa and was a horrible teacher, so I learned zero.
Gotcha. For whatever reason, me and chemistry didn't click when I was 14, but
right,
it's made a bit more sense to me now. But the company that we worked for had gone out of business, and we had decided that, you know, especially with everything else that was going on and job markets and things like that, that
right.
we decided that rather than go find another job, we were able to luckily secure a little bit of startup money, and we've been doing this ever since. We first got started in November, And we started making our first sales basically
to friends.
Wow, I
can't believe it's only been since November.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
that's crazy.
We started off just making some sales to friends and
doing pop-ups.
People stop by the house every 2-3 days and pick up carts. And
yeah.
You know, we've got more stores that are picking it up now. And you know,
well, and like right as soon as I became aware that you guys had done this, whenever you contacted me, because we had met through the previous company.
Right. Yeah.
I was like, whoa. And then all of a sudden it was like you guys were everywhere.
Yeah.
On social media, I see you guys all over the place. And I see like one of my customers that we were talking about earlier, Scott, he's a friend of yours. And so he was super pumped to get to come in and see his friend's product hanging in Kanabama.
Yeah.
And so he was just geeked over that, and that was really sweet. So
that's been really cool to go in stores and see, you know, boxes that we made, products that we made on their shelves.
Right. Yeah,
something
right.
that was just like an idea that we had 8 months ago.
Right.
And just tossed around in our living room, you know, and then to see it in a box and people enjoying it and seeing people
the in fruit
Michigan
of your labor
reviewing it, you know, and things like that and loving it, you know, it means a lot. It's very cool.
Yeah. Yep. So tell us a little bit about your background, Melissa.
I am a little bit of a jack of all trades. I studied cello performance in college. I have worked as a licensed realtor. I have worked in the video game industry. I've worked in customer service for a long time, retail. I worked at Radio Shack back in the day. I have run my dad's barbecue restaurant. I've done a little bit of everything.
Right.
Worked in HR. I mean, like I've done so many things because I'm very curious and I want to do a lot of things.
And you're an artist.
I am an artist too. And so when the pandemic hit and everyone lost their jobs, the opportunity to work at a cannabis extraction facility opened up, and I was like, yes, you know, it was a new business that was starting up, and I was like, I've done that before, you might need my help. So I, you know, signed up, and so we're doing that, and it really just, I've been a fan of the plant for a long time,
mm-hmm.
and I see its potential, so to be able to go from being the employee that always has to think, oh man, if it were me, I would do it differently.
This is how I would do it.
This is how I would do it.
Yes.
And then to be able to say, you know, even to like go to a vape store or a CBD store and look at packaging and say, it's nice.
But what if we did this?
Yeah. What if we made it better?
But it's not, you know, like, what if we made it better? Like, it doesn't exactly appeal to what I'm looking for.
Right, and packaging, even though packaging ultimately has nothing to do with the quality of the product, you can have a fantastic product, mm-hmm. and if it looks like your fifth grader made a label on the printer at home, people aren't going to buy it.
Exactly.
So packaging, you really have to be on your game with that.
And I mean, there's so much competition out there.
There is.
You've got to stand out somehow, some way. And so, you know, we went with, you know, this font. We call them the Vapornaut.
Yeah.
So it was this idea of, you know, first we came up with the name Galactic 8. We all liked the space theme.
Mm-hmm.
And then we came up with the Vapornaut idea. And ever since we did that, it just kind of like everything else just fell into place.
Right. And what she means by Vapornaut is an astronaut who has smoke billowing from his helmet.
Yeah, he's in
different, or vapor.
Right. You know, like in some of our boxes, he's in a lawn chair, like the old school kind, a lawn chair. And he's got a bag of chips and a soda and he's kind of floating upside down. And another one, he's got a boom box and there's rainbow colors around him. And another one that we're coming out, he'll have turntables, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's just
very cute.
Different ideas. I mean, there's a ton of stuff that we can do. But we wanted it to have a sense of humor and look cool and be attractive to people. So.
Be eye-grabbing.
Yeah.
Right. And the name, the word galactic is such a cool word.
Yeah.
You know? I think we went on a long walk and we were just throwing out names and throwing out names and throwing out names. And it was about 2 miles in. That we finally, you know, I think I can't remember who said Galactic 8, but was it me? Was it
that
me?
Was you? Yeah.
Take that credit.
And everybody was just like, "Yes, that's it." You know, that's the one. So
okay, cool. Well, we got to take a break for just a minute, but when we come back from the break, we want to learn a little bit more about what Galactic 8 actually makes and get into what you guys are working on now. And then later on, we're going to talk about our 420 event in Bienville Square coming up on 420 at 420 at 150 Dauphin Street in Bienville Square. We're really excited about that, and Galacticate is our very first sponsor. Ooh. So when we come back from the break, we'll have more with Galacticate.
Back to Sweet Home Canabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm your host, Jennifer Boozer. We're here tonight with Aaron and Melissa Campus, who are the founders of Galactic 8 Delta 8 products, which are available in Canabama and on our online store, canabama.com. We were talking about how you guys kind of got into the industry before the break. Let's talk a little bit about more about what you guys actually make. Talk to me about, just tell the listeners, I know what you make.
Tell them.
The people. Anyone who's interested in what you do, let's give us your elevator pitch.
our primary product that we make is vape carts.
Okay.
That is our number one target kind of flagship thing. Right now, we currently have a 1 mil disposable.
Right.
That you're very familiar with. And we have a 510 traditional screw-on.
Mm-hmm.
We have each in four flavors. In Delta 8, there's blueberry, which is an indica, sour diesel, which is a sativa. Super Jack is a hybrid, which is, this is actually interesting. It's a cross between Jack Herer and Super Silver Haze.
Oh, interesting.
And Sunset Sherbert is also a hybrid, which is a big favorite, as I understand it, from lots of folks. And that, I forget exactly the background of that strain, but I know it was a Cannabis Cup winner in either 2016 or 2018.
Yes, I've seen that, yes.
It's a pretty popular one, especially
out west. It is a very popular one.
It's a very California kind of strain.
A cross-brand Sunset Sherbert is a big one.
It's popular, and it's actually not one that you see a whole lot in the vape carts around here, at least.
Right. And we also have two flavors of THCO for those who know what that is. I can make that a whole separate
tangent. That's another show.
Right. But we have we have two indicas in the THCO, which is a Purple Punch and a Skywalker OG.
Mm-hmm.
Skywalker actually comes from blueberry crossed with the old Indian strain Mazar Asharif.
Oh, wow.
Which, the Beatles wrote songs about that stuff.
Did not know that.
Yep, that's where Skywalker comes from.
That's cool.
It's very interesting getting into the
not
genetics.
Not from Star Wars.
No, not those guys. So.
It is very interesting getting into the genetics.
Absolutely. Well, there are so many strains.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm avid at teaching that it's not about the CBD and the THC. It's about the terp profiles, the flavonoids.
It's all about the terpenes because that's the thing. In all of our carts, it's all the same base oil.
Mm-hmm.
It's the terpenes that's different, and that's why the different carts affect you differently.
That's right. That's the difference in the strains.
Yep.
That's what makes a sativa or an indica or a hybrid. That's what gives you the differences that meet your specific needs. That's why some people are die hard for one or two strains. And that's also because terpenes are smells.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we've learned how to teach people to pick their strains with flower is to smell it.
Use your nose.
Stick your nose in the jar because if it smells great, that's for you.
Yeah, you're going to love it.
If you
smell that and think, oh, that stinks. Oh, that smells like glue. That smells like whatever.
So, and people like the cheeses and the skunks. And I think I am not a flower smoker, so I think it all smells like skunk trail. But
to each his own.
I love edibles. Love edibles.
And that was another reason why we wanted to get into doing what we do is because before we even were working at the lab, we were consumers of Delta 8. We were familiar with it. And we noticed that it was very hit and miss depending upon what you got and where you got it from. And some brands were okay and some of them sucked and some of them gave me a headache. you know, to the point that it even kind of had a bad name amongst us for a little while.
We were right. Like, it's not supposed to give you a headache, people.
Yeah, it's supposed to be enjoyable.
I wasn't sold on it at first. I was
it's
like,
it's not supposed to make your lungs feel funny either.
Yeah.
That's a bad sign.
It's a very bad sign.
Never touch that again.
Yeah.
And I hear horror stories from people who buy in less reputable and less educated businesses. I'll say that.
Exactly. Do not buy anything unless you can look at a lab report that is clearly labeled as to what it belongs to, that you can, a lot of companies, we do this, we have a QR code on the back of all of our packaging. You can scan it. It takes you to every lab result that we have. You can tie the product to it. And I would just not trust anything.
Right, and that's another reason why, if you don't feel comfortable reading a lab, because some of them are dummy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you don't know what you're looking for, that's all the more reason to shop in a reputable business who you know does provide legitimate labs.
Go speak to your very reputable salespeople.
Right, exactly. And let them explain it to you.
And if they can't, then don't shop there.
Then don't shop there. Yeah, that's right.
Exactly. You know.
And I mean, and I'm sitting here saying that, thinking, I wonder, because I don't know if my if my young staff has ever had to go through a lab with anyone to explain it, but they see them every single day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Every single day.
Yep.
Because that's one of the biggest ways. Also, there's a lot of counterfeit products in the Delta 8 world.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know,
well, people have all that biomass they're desperate to get rid of, and they'll let anybody make anything with it.
Because you can order just about anything with whatever box or package you want.
That's what happened with the vape crisis.
Yep.
That's
and
exactly
so that's why it's like when we got into this, you know, hindsight, you know, you learn about this and you're like, wow, I can't believe I ever ingested something without looking at a lab report.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Like, I can't believe thank God I never got sick or got hurt. Yeah.
So, exactly. You know, if we believe in Delta 8, we believe in all the cannabinoids that's found in the plant.
Right.
And we believe that in order for the industry to grow, people, like, we need to be extra transparent.
Absolutely.
And we need to be above the board. That's
why
we make sure that the vape carts that we use are tested for heavy metals and tested for all of that stuff, that are made in the USA, that are, you know, high quality, good products. You know, it doesn't matter if it costs us a little bit more. We'll spend a little bit more.
Right, because you don't want your customer to get metal particles in their lungs because they got some crap Chinese vape that disintegrated with usage, you know, or you know, get some Scooby-Doo packaging that looks like yours, but it's not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've
that's
seen
a huge problem.
I've seen jars of 4,000 milligram gummies for $40 before. That had a dummy QR code.
Yeah,
they're getting sophisticated because they know most of you will stop when you see the QR code and say, "Oh, well, that must be
that's
legit."
That's fine. Yeah,
test the QR code.
Yes,
because when I did that at one of the vape shops here in town, that's very prolific. I was shocked because it was the worst COA I had ever seen. They didn't test for anything but the supposed CBD content.
Yep.
And even I know 4,000 milligram thing of gummies isn't $40. So that was probably the one answer they did have was probably fake.
And when you're talking about, you know, most labs that are certified labs, top quality labs, they're going to have tests for Delta 8 and THCO, HHC, all of this stuff. But not every lab does.
Right.
And what we found is there might be an instance where you buy a cart that's one of these more, the newer cannabinoids that's out, that's coming on the scene. And they'll
a
say...
A lot of times there's not a whole lot of tests.
They'll tell
labs
you what it's not.
Test for it.
They'll tell you what it's not, but they don't tell you what it is because they don't actually have a test for it yet.
Right.
So, you know, it doesn't do any good if you buy a THCO cart and it says it and you look at it and
it says
and you,
zero down the
it
page.
It says zero down the page. Well, what's in this?
Right.
Yeah.
It's telling you what it's not.
Right.
Not
because
what
it they
is.
Can't definitively say that it is in there.
Right.
Yep.
So
yeah.
That's why, like, we did a lot of research to find the labs that could test, that do the proper tests to make sure that everything that we sell to our customers.
And then there are very few DEA approved labs, too. I think there's like one or two in the country.
There's a few. There's a good handful.
But it's very, and I'm sure the backlog is ridiculous.
We found very pleasant to work with. I mean, if like we use ACS for testing. We've used some other labs that were also DEA certified. There was actually one that was local here. She ended up, I think, moving her operations back to Mississippi.
Okay. But
she was DEA certified.
Yeah, she was DEA certified. But we've started using ACS, and they've just been great to work with. So, yeah. You know,
I just meant that they're got to be overwhelmed.
Oh, yeah.
By the legitimate companies that want only a DEA certified lab, you know, because to me that's the only really safe one. Because if if law enforcement endorsed lab has approved it, they really can't argue.
And so that was our other reason that we decided to go with ACS, because we knew that that's what law enforcement uses.
Right. You know? Well, and I've had a couple instances where lawyers from different areas of Alabama have called me to sort of help them understand what they're even looking for and doing. And I've told them, you know, if you have a DEA certified lab test done on the product in question, if they got arrested for weed and it was really hemp, you only want a DEA certified lab, because how can they argue with that?
Yeah.
And I actually had a customer
They're not going to trust anybody else anyway.
Arrested for weed with my hemp. And because we had attached those analytics, they were forced to do it right. And he got off.
Yeah.
And beat that charge. I mean, that's a huge thing, because that almost never happens.
Yep.
That's, you know, but you really cannot stress the importance of the labs.
Yeah.
So
third-party testing is absolutely crucial.
Right, yeah. Right. And, and there are people that will test their own, which is stupid shady.
Yeah, that's,
I've heard of bigger companies that will just...
They do it.
Yeah.
They test it themselves.
Yep.
And it's one thing if you're just testing it as you're going along, but if you're talking about something that is going to be customer-facing, you might want to make sure you have that third-party testing.
Right. Okay. Yeah. And so you guys are definitely mastering the vapes. Tell us about the gummies. We've got 1 minute.
Yeah. We do have some edibles that we carry that are Delta 8 edibles. They're 30 milligrams a piece. They are mango flavored. Mango is specifically chosen for the way that mango terpenes interact with cannabinoids.
Yes.
And they make cartoons a lot better.
Yeah,
they do. They do.
They are
excellent.
They are very
we sell mango caps. Oh, it's like the concentrated powdered version, I guess, of 22 mangoes per capsule.
Wow. Holy smokes.
I know.
That's a lot of mangoes.
When we come back from the break, we're going to talk some more with Galactic 8 and move along to 420 eventually. Stay with us. Or not. Phil, I'm going to pop you in the head. Just drag it out, because now I don't know what to say. It's okay. They know that I'm flawed. Nobody said I was perfect.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. I'm your host, Jennifer Boozer. I'm the owner and founder of Cannabama, the CBD store in downtown Mobile. We're located at 558 St. Francis Street. Our phone number is 251-255-5155. And our website is www.cannabama.com. Also, I never mention this, but we're on Facebook, Cannabama : the CBD store, and we're on Instagram at Cannabama. My personal page is at Cannabama Jen, and we're on TikTok at Cannabama CBD. I can't remember what the Twitter thing is, because I never use it, but you know, you can find us out and about. Anyway, we're here today with Melissa and Aaron Campus of Galactic 8, and we've been talking about how they got into the industry and their products. So let's get into some future stuff you guys are working on, some cool stuff that we just talked about today, and I'll let you take it.
So one of the things that we are super excited about is right now we offer a 1 mL disposable.
1 milliliter.
1 milliliter. But we are soon going to have our 2 mL disposables available, and they are even more discreet, even though they're larger in size in terms of the amount of concentrate that they hold. They're even more discreet than the other ones are, than our current ones are. So we're going to have those in our Delta 8 flavors that are terpene profiles that we offer now. Plus, we're going to be doing some very exciting Delta 8 THCO blends that mm-hmm. we are... I'll say it again. We are super excited about them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. particularly, we're going to have one that is a White Widow Durban Poison blend that is amazing.
I love Durban Poison.
It's so good. Ooh,
man, Durban Poison's one of my favorites.
Yeah, just try it. I mean, we're going to do the fruity blend too. We've got a blueberry and sherbet, sunset sherbet coming up. Which tastes, I mean, it's so smooth. It's so nice. But the Durban Poison White Widow, there is something that's just extra special about that one. That's all I'm going
to
say.
Well, I love, if I had to pick two terpene profiles that are my favorite, Durban Poison for daytime and Granddaddy Purp for nighttime. Because Granddaddy Purp is the migraine slayer.
Yes, yeah. It absolutely is.
Mm-hmm. And the pain slayer.
And our Purple Punch THCO that mm-hmm. comes from Granddaddy Purp.
Yeah, yep. I love Granddaddy Purp. That was the first time as a 25-plus year migraine sufferer I ever tried something that made it like when I felt my headache coming on, because you know...
Oh, yeah.
If you know, you know.
Yeah.
There's a sequence of events.
Mm-hmm.
And when the earlier you catch it, the easier it is to get it under control. And there is a point where you can forget it. You're going to puke yourself after death.
No turning back. Yeah.
Yeah. And I've never tried anything. And I've had Botox injections in the back of my skull. Never tried anything that within 3 to 5 puffs made it like it never happened. Like yeah. I was better than I was before the migraine started to sequence. And so I've tried lots of different terpene blends, but that GDP, man.
Yeah, ooh, it's good stuff.
And it's probably, if I had to pick my best-selling strain, in, especially among the CBD vapes and stuff, the GDP, 2-to-1.
Yeah.
I love our Purple Punch. It is so, I could just hit on that. You shouldn't hit it all day long because
right.
it's THCO and it's very strong. But
right.
the potential is there.
Yeah.
The potential is there. It is.
Yes.
You know, that's the biggest difference
When you're your own boss and you're making them, you can do that.
Yeah, you can do that. It's allowed.
Yeah.
So what? Some other products we got coming up. We've got THCO gummies that are coming as well.
Those are 50 milligram. They're incredibly strong.
We are working.
Oh wow!
On...
Yeah, I haven't heard any of that strong.
Mm-hmm.
And most Delta 8 gummies are 25 and not 30. So kudos.
Yeah, ours are 30. And then we also have some very cool dab darts coming. Those are 3 milliliter.
Yeah,
dab darts.
Tell us what dab darts are.
So,
I know what they are, but explain them.
So basically, it is a concentrate that is loaded into a lure lock syringe,
mm-hmm.
disposable syringe.
It's very thick.
It's very thick. That's Delta 8 concentrate is a super thick oil.
Yeah.
So when you're using it with a device for consuming these products,
it
can be very messy and very sticky.
Yes.
The advantage of using the dab darts is that you can just dispense exactly how much you need.
A little tiny drop.
There's no mess. You put it right into your device.
There's no waste.
It's marked, so you can measure it.
It's measured, so you know exactly how much you're getting.
Exactly a quarter gram at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And so we, just for ease of use, we love using it. So we're like, okay, we got to do this. And you can buy the 1 mil. Syringes out there. They are out there.
We have 1 mil syringes now.
Yep. And we thought about that, and we're like, let's be extra.
Bigger is always better.
Let's be extra. Let's go with 3. Let's do 3. We can do it. Let's do it. So those are going to be available soon.
About 2 weeks, probably
a couple weeks.
Yep.
And then I feel like I'm missing something. Oh, we're working on some tincture. We haven't got that. That's probably going to be 6 weeks or so to 2 months out. But we are definitely working on a Delta 8 tincture and perhaps even
some recipes amongst the test group.
And yeah.
The feedback so far has been great. Shout out to Scott.
Make sure he gets a link to this episode.
I absolutely will. I've made a couple batches of tincture now, and every time I've given him some, he's like, "This is so great! When do you gotta have this ready?" It takes a little while.
Might need to have a little in-store event when y'all get that ready.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
I know we tried playing around with making a Super Jack tincture because it's got that red apple taste to it. It goes very well.
It goes very well with the tincture. It's such a light flavor that it does really well with in a tincture format. It tastes good.
Yeah,
I think we're going to make a ridiculously strong Sunset Sherbet for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think we're going to make like a 3,000 milligram bottle, which I can't even find any 3,000s. I've seen some.
No, we have a 1,500 and I think.
Ones, but they're not from.
I think we have a 1,500 and an 1,800.
Yeah.
And again.
And then we have a 1-to-1 right. and a 1,500.
Yeah.
We'll use a measured dropper. So, you know, if you're looking for bang for your buck. Tincture is the way to go because you can say, okay, it's 100 milligrams per dropper, but I only need 50.
Right.
Yeah.
So that one bottle is going to last you twice as long as, you know, if you were to buy the
And most people, 25 to 50, you know, you get a couple months out of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I use it every night.
Mm-hmm. Tincture is also great because it's the cornerstone of all kitchen cooking.
Right.
You know, if you buy a bottle of tincture, you can add this infused with cannabis extract, you can put that in any food that you make.
Foods,
you
know, drinks,
anything.
It's great in coffee.
Yep.
Yeah, the tincture is really good in coffee.
Such a contradiction, too. I know our other producer, Charlie, I would bring him the K-cups of CBD coffee.
Oh, yeah.
And he would drink a cup every night. He loved that coffee.
Mm-hmm. A good CBD-CBG blend with coffee is like... You get all the alertness from the coffee without the jitteriness.
And the focus and all that. Yep. And the overall general anxiety level's low. And it's just like a smooth groove, but your brain is still wide awake.
Yep.
I do like that.
And with Delta 8, that's even enhanced.
Yeah.
So, you know, you just get more of that.
Right.
And for anybody that is kind of unfamiliar with the difference between taking Delta 8 and taking CBD, CBD isn't going to give you a... It's kind of one of those things where you take it every day and you notice the difference over the course of a couple of weeks.
Yeah,
you know,
it builds up in your system.
Well, there is the acute symptom relief that eventually transforms as the flushing of the body happens into a lack of symptoms.
Right.
You get symptom relief in the beginning, but eventually once that issue starts to resolve, you get that pain. It's not pain relief anymore. It's a lack of pain.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or a lack of the issue.
Yeah.
You get anxiety relief until there is no more anxiety. That's the beauty of CBD.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When we had first started working at the lab and taking CBD every day, you know, we had that exact same conversation. It was like after a week, it was like, so are you feeling anything from the stuff? And it's like, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then like 2 weeks later, I was like, you know what? My knee hasn't hurt in 2 weeks.
Well, for
me, I didn't even think about it.
For me, I could definitely tell a difference in the first serving. I could definitely. It changed my life in one serving. I had raw concentrate RSHO.
Ooh.
Oh,
that would do it.
I was 2 weeks post-op and in a lot of pain.
That's
and
not even the
that
same sport.
Capsule, that capsule of RSHO. Was better than the IV morphine they had given me in the hospital.
Wow.
So, and I slept through the night for the first time in 14 years.
Wow.
Yeah. One serving.
Yeah, RSO.
So I had an extremely good symptom relief effect.
Yeah.
But it was 2 weeks later and a month later realizing I haven't put salve on my plantar fasciitis in 2 days. and 6 weeks later, wearing heels to the symphony after 10 years in foot surgery of pain in my feet.
Yeah.
And springing up out of the bed and going, whoa, slow down there, sister. You know, like, what was that?
Careful, young lady.
You don't realize what you put up with. PMS.
Yeah.
I literally, the first time, sorry, dudes, the first time that thing came up, I thought I wet myself in the store because I had no symptoms because I know myself. And I'm like checking myself going, I don't, what? just happened. Yeah. No more PMS.
Wow.
And the mood swings, the pain, the cramps, all of it.
It's amazing. And the difference with Delta 8 is that it's a little bit more targeted towards a more calming.
Right.
You will get a head change.
You will. But it's definitely a body experience.
Yeah. So we usually tell, if you're new to Delta 8 or THCO or anything like that, we tell people, try it in the evening.
Start out slow, and
learn how your body's going to react to it, because everybody's going to be a little bit different.
Right. I have a story about that when we come back from the break, and then we're also going to get into our plans for 420 down in Bienville Square. So stay with us. We're going to talk about that in just a few minutes. And we're talking right now to our first and biggest sponsor for 420 in Bienville Square, Galactic 8. We'll be back right after the break.
To Sweet Home Canabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. It's our final segment of Sweet Home Canabama tonight, and we're talking with Melissa and Aaron Campus of Galactic 8 Delta 8 products right here in Mobile, Alabama. And so we've talked about how you guys got in. We talked about what you do, what you have, and what you're working on. Let's talk about 420.
Woo. Yay!
I have been trying to get this event off the ground for 2 years. And, of course, I wanted to do it when it was 4/2020.
Right, yeah.
I actually turned 42 in the month of April in 2020.
Oh.
And couldn't even have a birthday party.
Dang.
Yes.
Dang.
Yes. And so last year, we were so poor, broke, busted down, dusty, crusty, on the edge. It wasn't happening.
Yeah.
You know, when you can't print any more logo t-shirts, you're broke.
Yeah,
you stretched out, man.
Yeah. Can you spell COVID? But so I am so excited to actually be making this happen.
I can't believe you're doing it, quite frankly.
Yeah. I'm not doing it without help. That's for sure. Sergio, who's co-hosted with me a couple times lately with all this entertainment, is phenomenal. He's like a whirly derv. Like, he's so good at this stuff. And he's shooting promotional content for my business and our commercials and YouTube stuff. I mean, he is on it. Like, he sent me a promo video earlier today that I showed y'all. And he's like, I worked on that for 9 hours. He sent it at 4:40 in the morning. So he's working really hard to make this a great event. And then my friend Dre Day from Song for Song, he is in charge of the entertainment. So he's got us the best music in Mobile. I'm so excited. And then we've got a lot of other really fun stuff. Why do you guys want to get involved? Because you guys were like, heck yeah, let's go right now, like first to jump in the boat.
Well, we don't know for sure, but we suspect that we might be the only, in Mobile County, we might be the only Delta 8 vape company manufacturer in the county.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's some in Baldwin County.
Right. Yeah.
But
and they're nice folks.
Yeah, and they're nice folks.
Yes.
They're our friends. We love them.
We probably sell their stuff.
Right. You know, I mean, they make an excellent product.
Yes.
You know? So we felt like we not only needed to be there, but we needed to show up hard, and support in a big way.
Well, that's exactly the reason why we needed to be the ones to host.
Yeah.
Because we blazed a little trail or two. And this is something that I've wanted to do because, as we talk about all the time on the show, we talked about it earlier, the only way we're ever going to truly get full legalized use of the plant is to make it normal.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And it will never be normal until people, A, understand the basic information about the plant, and B, when public consumption becomes normal.
Yeah.
And
that
is the whole point. We're getting to, like, our little motto, educate, advocate, unify, celebrate. We're educating people because you're going to learn stuff. And even though most people don't think of fun and learning together, it's cannabis, so yeah. You can't not have fun. So we'll kick you out, okay?
Yeah.
So we don't want the attorney general or the DA to show. Don't make us go
unless
there.
They're cool, man.
Yeah.
Cool.
Can you be cool, man? Be cool. Yeah. But we want to educate, and it blows people's minds, and it really is fun to watch people's eyes light up and go, whoa, I had no idea.
Yeah.
That gets me out of bed in the morning.
And it's what's crazy to me is it's the wide swath of people that are interested in this.
You know, like everybody.
Everybody. From, it doesn't matter if you are, you know, just turned 21 and you're like, yeah, let's do this. Or if you are a grandma who is, you know, trying to fight your arthritis. You know,
well, they say that the 65 and older demographic will be out smoking the 18 to 25 demographic very, very soon.
Absolutely. And it's awesome to me. Like, sometimes we'll just be sitting in the living room and, you know, we are consuming our own product. And I think, oh, I gotta close the blinds. I got to close the curtains. And then he's like, it's legal. We sell this.
Sometimes I get a little puckered at the airport, you know, you know, right. Especially when I'm flying back from an expo and I've moved all my carry-on stuff to the big one and it's got thousands of dollars worth of every manner of products you can think of. And I'm like, I sure hope all these companies were legit because I'm about to go to federal prison on the way home. You know, it's the first time I flew with CBD products. I wore flip-flops to the airport just to make it easier, and it was summertime. And I remembered halfway through the security line, I put CBD salve on my feet. Or is there a dog that's going to come out of somewhere and smell the you know, like, am I going to get attacked?
Right. Yep. But we believe that it should be normalized, that the use of it should be normalized, whether you use it for medicinal purposes or you're using it to just relax
and
have a good
time. Well, it's normal to have a Percocet prescription.
Right. It's
normal
to have a glass of wine.
And it's normal to drink a fifth of vodka every night.
So
sadly.
So we believe that it should be normalized. And you're right. Like, getting out there and saying, hey, we're not, you know, drug dealers on the corner. We're not hiding, you know, here we are. We are responsible adults. We have an accountant. We pay our taxes, you know. Like,
boy,
like,
do
this
we.
Is...
Had that conversation earlier.
So, we are legitimate, and the whole experience should be legitimized.
Right. It shouldn't be taboo on any level.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things I would like to see happen, and I would love to be the person to make it happen, is product lines for the people that use it but no one talks about, such as children and babies. There should be a butt cream, you know, for your butt. CBD, there should be a diaper rash cream for babies to get... It's it. I'm watching one of the station employees point at her butt as she walks by laughing. I'm going to have to get her for that one. But it's antibacterial, antifungal, antiseptic, and it would soothe that ache and inflammation. My daughter had rotavirus and was so torn up with diarrhea that her behind was bleeding.
Yeah.
The surface of her cheeks. Yeah. Poor little tiny baby. Mm-hmm. She was 9 months old. And we just started wrapping her in a sheet after a while because it was literally dissolving her skin.
Yeah.
And had I had something like this, it would have been a huge difference, you know. I think about, you know, postnatal care.
Yeah.
You know, there's all sorts of products in taboo sections where it shouldn't be taboo.
Be taboo. We need to allow research on it so these products can be made that parents feel safe using, that people feel safe using, especially considering, has anyone checked on healthcare costs in this country today? Like, you know, people are looking for alternative ways to solve their problems, you know. And
a lot of people have gone to the end of that particular yellow brick road, and there was no pot of gold and no rainbow. There was only misery.
Yeah.
And we're able to give them something that they didn't even know to ask for.
Yeah.
And that's hope. Most of the time, it's hope.
And improve quality of life.
Right. And this is one of many topics that we're going to talk about at 420. We have confirmed, we have gubernatorial candidate Dave Thomas. We have retired cardiothoracic surgeon Dr. David Allen, who is consequently from Mississippi. I have a fangirl thing for him. He is, man, he is innovative, and the way he explains things, I learned a lot from him in the beginning, and I hold him in high esteem. And then Marty Shelper, the Alabama Cannabis Coalition founder, right. And Reggie Pulliam, who's running for office, and then I will get to speak to on the panel, and I think we're going to have DJ Blaze from 93BLX as the moderator.
Oh, cool.
Yes. Yeah. His voice is so smooth. But we're going to have face painting. My hairdresser's coming with the crew to put little green hair extensions and glitter in the girls' hair. We're going to have chalk murals drawn on the sidewalk so the kids can get down on their hands and knees and color in the shapes and pictures. Food vendors, my friend chef Shannon McMillan's coming. I'm working on a couple others. Kona Ice is on board.
Nice.
We're going to do blunt rolling contests. Woo-hoo. When you come in, we're giving you a joint or a two-pack of gummies and a backpack, for $10. And then you can carry around your swag and your purchases. We've got jewelry vendor. We've got all sorts of other types of vendors that you can look at local products and local businesses.
We'll be there randomly giving things away to people.
Right, and Galactic Aid will be set up as our sponsor right up close to the stage. They will have some swag and some samples. And it's going to be a huge, huge fun event, and we hope everybody in Mobile.
I'm gonna take my shirt off and wave it over my head.
Thank you guys for being on the show. Tell us where they can find you online.
GalacticGate.com is our website.
Where can we buy your products?
You can buy them at your local Cannabama location.
Shameless plug.
You can also find us on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We're on Twitter.
And they pop up all over town.
Yeah, and we do pop-up shops. And
this Sunday, we will be at Old Majestic Brewery.
Right around the corner from us, yeah.
Easter Sunday, we'll be at Oyster City Brewing as well.
All right, thanks, guys, for being on the show. You guys have a good night, and we will see you next week on Sweet Home Cannabama.